It's SWOPES. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's your girl Lily Swopes. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast. I don't know where that came from. I just felt it somehow, some way. I guess I'm just excited to be back. It's been a while since we've been chatting. Happy New Year. Is it too late to say Happy New Year in February? I don't really know. I don't care. I know there was an episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm about it. I think Larry David said it to somebody, which I always thought was pretty funny. Shout out to Larry David. So, hey, I'm excited about today's episode. I'm excited about this new season. I am going to be having guests. That's exciting. And I'm still going to talk. Like, you know, I love to talk, share tips, tricks, things. So I'll be talking about, you know, what I'm up to, what I'm working on, but also I'm going to still talk about something where I'm going to give some tips and some tricks and some advice on. But then after that, you can listen to an interview between me and a friend. And today's episode, we're going to be talking to Young Nguyen, who is a friend of mine. He is a hand letterer and calligraphist. This guy's, I mean, he's amazing. And he's young. He's super young. He said he's 23? I think he said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, you'll listen to the story on how we met. But he's worked with people like Cardi B, Lil Uzi Vert, Future, Bad Bunny, Meg Thee Stallion, Lil Peep, Chromeo, Kendrick Lamar, A$AP Rocky, Nicki Minaj. I mean, come on. How can you not be interested and intrigued on what he does? He does custom type and design. So listen in and enjoy. But first, let's talk about what I'm up to. Right now, I'm working on a project with Adobe for a Premiere Pro launch that they're doing where they want people to be intrigued by Premiere Pro and not scared of it, because sometimes when you open it up, you're like, whoa, this is pretty scary. It's an intense video program, you know, but it's only intense if you treat it like it's intense. And I promise it's really simple. So I'm very excited to make tutorials and show people how simple it is to use. So make sure you keep an eye out for that. I'm still writing my book. I've been considering shifting it a little bit as time goes on. It's amazing that way when you take time with things. And that's going to be one of the things we talk about today, actually. I'm going to be talking about creativity and how to be creative, what being creative entails. And I do talk about how leaving space for yourself to ponder and to think and to be inspired by other things around you and to let your brain just pop up random stuff for you. That's really important to have that space. So yeah, I'm happy about that. Not rushing it. I know people are like, where's your book? Where's your book? I'm like, it's not going to be a book, I don't think, anymore. It's going to be more like a journal for people to fill in and to find their purpose. But also there will be quotes. And I think I'm going to do a separate book for the sunrises that I shot every day for 2 years. But I think I'm just going to put a year into the book. What else am I doing? Man, oh my gosh, by the way. I mean, I think this may be out by the time I do my onboarding and everything, but I am officially a crypto artist. I just got accepted to Super Rare, so I am a Super Rare artist. Woo-woo! That's amazing. Crazy. Wow. I'm excited to share more about crypto art. I'm excited to be a part of that community and to help educate, you know, other people about what it entails, because I don't want to be someone who is like, you know, no, it's not possible for anybody. And, I don't think there's enough money for all of us. Like, there's way more than enough cash for all these artists everywhere to make money and to do exactly what you want to do. I promise you. So I'm excited to learn more about it, see the opportunities, and to open up the lane for anybody else who wants to do the same. So for now, before I even talk too much over my head about it, make sure you do a little quick Google. And then on my next episode, I'll be sure to share a lot more about it. All right, so let's get into our topic today. Our topic is about creativity. And creativity, to me, is everything. It's the source of the soul. It's the source of living. It's the source of dreaming and being and just helping others. And I mean, you'll realize with this conversation that creativity is everything. It truly is. So creativity, first and foremost, is, you know, people, they'll say, oh, this person is born an artist, or I don't have a creative bone in my body. First of all, every single person is creative. All right, let's just get that out of the way. It's fact. Unless, of course, you can't think or process certain things. You know, I guess that's probably the only limitation. Now, I say that because creativity, it's involved in everything. Have you ever changed your mind? Have you ever solved a problem or a riddle or something or anything? Have you ever put something together? Have you ever taught anyone something or communicated something in a way where it was understood by somebody else and not as difficult as it was? You're creative. You're creative. And that's what creativity is. And the thing about creativity is that, sure, some people have access to it way more than others, but that's only because they gain more confidence the more they allow themselves to take that chance, to think outside the box. Because it's like a muscle, you know? Creativity is a muscle. It needs to be used, it needs to be worked, and it needs to be tested. And so that's when it gains its mobility, its strength. So test your creativity out. And sure, you may be in at a beginner stage, just like any person without muscles or without the stamina to keep up. But in due time, a beginner always becomes something more with consistency. So trust in that. Trust that you're creative. Another part of creativity is that you also want to make sure that you are considering the opposite kind of what you think creativity is, okay? Because that is almost going to inspire you to show you what you may be looking to solve, what you may be looking to create, what you may be looking to change about something or anything. So consider the opposite and consider even creating the opposite sometimes. It's putting yourself in an uncomfortable position to see if certain things work for you or not. Maybe it'll spark something within you that shows you what you like. So consider the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. And that's just even in the fact of problem solving or whatever. I mean, sometimes the most obvious thing is what we're not looking at. So creativity will test us that way. Also, you want to consider your limitations. Limitations help. They help so much. I mean, any artist will tell you working without parameters is like, it's exhausting. I mean, any artist can do anything. A creative person can do whatever they want. It's not about talent or skill. I mean, we can pick up a paintbrush and paint something. I think it's more about, what are you trying to accomplish? I mean, the amount of work you're trying to do, the type, the idea, the tools you're using, the program you're using, the time limit you have testing it. It helps because it gives you a source and a medium to pull from. It's difficult to pull from everything. It really is. It's difficult to pull from everything. But when you get specific, oh, it's fine. It's fun. It's cool. It's interesting. So get really specific, but also make sure that you're limiting the time limit that you're devoting to a certain project or a piece, because that will allow you to make sure that it's finished. Leave that open space for it to be unfinished even. And that's another tip for me is making sure that you're taking a break between, is making sure that you have space between the unfinished so that maybe something in your day-to-day or something else that's been sitting unconsciously will come up and whatever you thought was missing will be fixed. somehow, some way. I mean, that's how creativity worked. It can't be forced. It can't be pushed. It can't be threatened in that way. It's got to be authentic, and it's got to be natural, and it's got to come to you when you're most relaxed and authentic. So relax without all the logic involved sometimes. It does help a lot. But I will be honest, for a lot of my projects, you know, the logic part has to come in, because when I have deliverables, I have certain things to get to, and then certain tasks to make sense of, I have to make sure that I'm being logical at first. And that's when I do a little study, just trying to figure out what the purpose is, what's my mission, blah, blah, blah. But then once I've got that figured out and finalized, then I kind of move on with life. I roam, I exist, I study, I just kind of breathe being. And when I allow myself to be, great things start popping up for me. And so sitting down with a piece of paper and a pen sometimes doesn't bring me my best ideas. It'll lay the foundation. But when I allow myself that relaxation, open air, or whatever I'm doing, walking down the street, something's going to come. So take that time, relax, give yourself some space. Also, I know it's difficult now with COVID, but open yourself to different things. Open yourself up to different opportunities to see museums and to trace over certain art and copy certain art that you think is so cool. You'll learn something. Even with our conversation with Young, is he started off just having fun and trying different designs, copying other people's designs. And I think that is how so many people got started. And then eventually they just start creating their own, because their hand and their body and their mind start matching up to who they are, and it just starts making sense. So study things and trace copy at first if you're a beginner in that way, but also give it your own, you know, make sure that you're not out here being like, oh, this is mine, this is me, you know, but make sure that if you are sharing something that is copied and traced, you're explaining the vision and what's happened. But other than that, I don't think you need to share much of that, just until you maybe get your own style and stees. I would also say you want to make sure that you are listening, you're asking, and you're learning as much as possible. This is what's going to help you be creative. Find books about what you want to learn. Find heroes, mentors, etc. Find online classes. Like, this world is limitless when it comes to education. We don't need to wait for anybody else to show us anything. We can find it ourselves. So don't limit yourself to what you already know. You know, figure something else out. See what else is there, because I promise you that's going to inspire you beyond what you even expect. I mean, I'm addicted to reading books now, because I just love the feeling I get after that last page. It's just this like realization, like, wow, someone did that. This is a fact. This is that. Like, whatever I've taken from it, is it inspires me, and it's something that I bring with me. And it helps a lot if you take that time for yourself. I mean, you might not like podcasts or audiobooks or whatever. Just make it work, you know? There's no rules. Make your own rules. Just make it work. Another thing too, get analog with your creations. I always talk about using a pen and a paper, because I just do and truly think it is what is important when creating. So, I mean, granted, I'm not going to say like one or the other. I think that it is important to, I mean, if you feel an inspiration or a drive to create something digitally right away, then follow that. Be like, oh, I need to draw it first. Like, don't do that. Just listen to your gut, listen to your heart and your drive. There's no rules, like I said. But at the same time, take time to get off the computer. Take time to get off your phone. Draw things. Get back to the analog motion of stuff. Take notes when you're randomly standing somewhere and you have that thought or the idea. Write it down, but then do it later. Figure it out later. You're not going to forget what you thought before. It's not going to leave you, unless you don't write it down, but it's not going to leave you if you revisit it later. It's something interesting about a lot of artists I've found, is that, you know, they find that intense inspiration at night, and of course that's fantastic, But if it was me who would like to stay up late at night, I would at least have a pen, a notebook, whatever next to me, and making sure that I'm taking all those ideas down, and I'm going right back to sleep. If I can handle it. I mean, I know some people say they have sleeping issues, but that's another conversation for Dr. Swopes of the future self. So yeah, get off your digital stuff, get analog, and just get back to the drawing board. Have fun with what we did as kids. Just messing around, you know, with things and trying things out and having no fear of judgment or expectations. Another thing is to have a routine. You all know I talk about routine very much because routine is very important to me and to everybody else. My routine is not just good for me anymore. Because I have grown so much and learned and just become better from it, it's allowed my relationships to become better. It's allowed so many other things to just work. So not only having a routine is going to help your creativity, but it will help your life and people around you. So give yourself the room to play, to study, to look at things, to relax, and to dream, and to conceptualize creativity. So, you know, plan it, plan the relax, plan the creative. And that's difficult to do, but it will entail you taking breaks, giving yourself space. So last but not least, my advice on creativity is going to be try, and try again. Just keep trying. Just try and try all the time, because trying is all there is. That's the secret. That's the key, everybody. Everyone's wondering what the secret is. It's just doing it. Just do it. Just do it and see what happens. I'm sure there's better advice, to be honest with you, but, you know, have fun until then and read some books. I am so, so excited. It's that time. We're going to be talking to Young Nguyen. Yo, you guys, like I said, he's worked with some really amazing people. This wonderful dude is a hand lettering, calligraphist, artist. He does custom type and design for people like Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, Kendrick Lamar, Lil Peep, A$AP Rocky, Future, Bad Bunny. The list goes on. RIP Lil Peep. Let's get into our convo. Hey, Young. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here with me. It's pretty crazy how we know each other, to be honest. I mean, it's not that crazy for the time we live in, but if you can give people just a small background of how we know each other, if you do remember.
We just like, it's just through Twitter, and yeah, we've been following each other for...
In a chat room too, I think.
Yeah, in a chat room.
Yeah.
For a couple of years. I drop by here and then.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just a group of like creatives, and everybody does all sorts of things. It's exciting. You know, we connected and we've seen each other grow.
We have.
A lot.
It's been a process, huh? I mean, it's amazing to see each other grow in that way. I mean, I don't know. I'm just proud of everybody. That's for sure. And it's interesting to see, though, mostly how people who support one another in that way. I mean, I guess we don't have to tell everyone we know each other, actually. Like, that's the interesting thing about that chat, was like everyone was very individualistic, and it wasn't like, okay, we're gonna, you know, support each other and retweet each other and do all that kind of stuff. But we almost like supported each other from a distance within the chat, and it was like a personal level where it's like, you got this, you're dope, oh, that's fire, you know. It was like a behind the scenes like test room almost.
It's fun.
It's super fun. I like the internet that way, so I'm happy that we connected, and people know that I'm somewhat of a child of the internet, I like to say. So I got to know a lot of my friends on the internet. I've learned everything I know on the internet. So tell me about you and the internet. Where did you grow up, and how did that influence you and how you do things?
So I grew up in San Jose originally, and I was just a kid in kind of like a suburban area with an Asian mom, just like she wanted me to play like piano, also drums, and get better at math, all of that. And it was just like completely non-creative. It's like you gotta be a doctor or a lawyer, or like you gotta be a dentist or something. And I'm all like, oh, okay, well, I gotta follow the book, I guess. It's weird how I came from that area and then now I'm just here in such a different space, just doing like stuff for the entertainment and like music industry, you know?
For sure. You're the visual of a lot of people's music. I mean, you're the first thing that some people see before they listen to the song, you know? So, just to give everyone a little bit of background on what do you do specifically?
So I specifically do hand lettering and calligraphy. I also design, but I like to focus on just lettering itself. I just love drawing different characters, like anything that involves letters and characters, like I love doing.
And you're really fucking good at it. Like, really good. I mean, you're the best out there. I mean, at your age, I'm sure you've got heroes. I'm sure you've got people that have set the stage, you know, but I think it's really interesting that you, beyond what people can, you know, they can pick a font or they can do this. I mean, people are coming to you because they want you to use their music and make something original from that, you know, be inspired by that. How did you learn what you do?
So my mom had a laptop and I kind of used it to like torrent stuff. So, like the LimeWire
Oh,
days,
yeah,
and
100%.
yeah, like got uTorrent, torrented Photoshop, like every other kid who starts off in with graphic design. And I watched a lot of YouTube. I loved gaming and especially like Call of Duty and stuff. And I would be watching all these montages from like FaZe Clan, all these like popular people who are still popular today too. But like I saw their montages and like their YouTube banners and I was like, whoa, this is so sick. And then so I would just try to recreate them on Photoshop. I would try to see like if there's any tutorials online. And then like at the time, of course, there was like not as many tutorials, but there's still some. And I just, I started design that way.
I love it. How old were you?
I was probably like 13 or 14. Just like a little kid just exploring. Just like,
How old
oh,
are you
so cool.
now?
I'm 23.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you've been doing it for almost 10 years then, a little more than 10 years.
On and off though, because there was like a few years where I kind of stopped everything, and then I was a swimmer.
What? Swimmer? That's dope.
I loved swimming, did competitive swimming, and it was kind of my whole life.
No.
Just dedicate yourself to training,
Yeah.
like basically 6 to 7 days a week. And then there are seasons where we would double up, where we would wake up at like 5 a.m. in the morning and then swim too. And it's like, oh,
Woo!
yeah.
That teaches you some discipline, you know,
Oh,
some purpose and some accountability and responsibility.
yeah. And I think it plays a role with my worth ethic too, because it's like, I just keep pushing and keep pushing.
I love that. Hell yeah. I like that entirely. You got to have the mental and a good place to be able to continue your business and even your personal life, you know? So could you walk me through an average project of yours?
Okay. So let's start with probably like the client. Sometimes I would be reaching out. I constantly email, DM. Sometimes I even at people. I'm like create like a piece for them. I just add them because who knows? That person, as big as they are, they might see it. And if they really like it, they'll reach out to you.
I love
And
that.
if not, the person probably already reached out to me. we'll email and I'll just try to figure out the person's taste, like the preferences, what they like, what they don't like. I'll ask them to send like references maybe of my work or some things that they like. And I like to have kind of like, I start off with like 3 rounds of stylizations, figure out what style you kind of like first, and then you might choose around 3-4 styles, and then we'll do some variations with the styles, and it's kind of like a process of elimination. And but I've been running with that the whole process for a while now, and it's been working, I guess.
Yeah. Has it been a learning process? I mean, at first I'm assuming you didn't have a setup that was natural or working for you.
Yeah. It's just a kind of learn wherever works. I keep doing it. Whatever doesn't work, I'll just change it up. But I change it up. I'm still learning.
You got to go with the flow. I mean, you're 23. I mean, age is so nice because when you're in your 20s, you just get to like mess around as much as possible to figure out what works, you know? And I feel like you're limitless right now, like completely limitless. Even when I'm 30, I'm still limitless. Like I'm acting like I'm older. I don't know anything, to be honest with you. But I just remembered when I was 23 that I just felt like I could do everything. Like everything was at my fingertips. And it's exciting that way. But with that being said, it's nice though, the more you kind of have parameters and like a style and like you kind of have something to kind of like work with. It's too much freedom sometimes. It's like, it's too much and it gets complicated. So you did mention that you'll ask people some information on what they like and maybe send you some examples and stuff like that. But how are you with collabs and how do you handle keeping your own voice?
I usually like to go with whatever the other person says, because I'm kind of like easy and I don't want to be all like, hey, no, you can't do this. Like, I just try to see what they really like, because in the end, like, I want the client or whoever the collaborator to be happy. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think especially in what you do, when it's a collaboration with an artist who has their vision, who has their style, it's harder to kind of be like, no, this is not how, you know, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
So I could completely get that. And I guess it's more important for you to keep your voice when you're doing personal projects. Do you do any personal between the paid stuff?
Yeah, here and there, but like, sometimes it just doesn't see the light. I'm trying to figure out a way right now, though.
Yeah.
With all like the crypto art and stuff, to probably let people see pieces that they've never seen before, because like my vault of stuff is just huge, and it's just all like, what? It's just lying there. It's just like a pile of papers, and I'm just all like, what do I do with this?
Yes. We have digital archives that are sit. I mean, one day those digital archives, year by year by year, are going to go up in value. And people don't understand that digital stuff has a currency. I mean, it's really valuable, especially with crypto art, as much as I may not understand it, or some people aren't like completely there and like, what is this happening? I still think that there's some truth there and there's a future there. For sure. Oh, yeah. So we can be sure to keep all our shit. Even if it's, you haven't shared it, you know, one day you will share it and it'll be worth something for sure.
Yeah.
So 2020 was strange, huh?
Oh yeah. In a way, but I mean,
how did you handle?
I stay indoors a lot. So it's kind of like, it's all like, I guess, what's changed? Like if you're going to get groceries and it's all like, oh, you have to wait in a line. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, do you like Oatly?
I love Oatly.
Yeah. So there was a problem here where a lot of people like Oatly in LA and there was like a huge shortage. So that definitely changed.
Yeah.
Like, the stock of it was just like, it was out and I would have to like go through like so many Targets just to find some.
Yeah.
But other than that, like work, it got a little bit busier,
mm-hmm.
which was interesting. I was like, huh, Okay, I guess like some people are still pushing on through this. So I'm kind of like blessed to like see not as big of a change.
Absolutely. I think we are very blessed to have made our success through the internet because really with that, there's no limitations for people to share and to create and to, I mean, they need content. People need content.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. Yeah.
They need a visual to show people what that, you know, to make them want to listen, most
Yeah.
importantly.
Yeah.
So what is success to you?
For me, success is like you're having fun with what you're doing to the point where it just doesn't feel like work. And also, maybe I guess like what you kind of already done kind of gives you passive incomes. So it's just all like you have a little bit more breathing room to be all like, oh, I can experiment and, you know, try to
Absolutely.
push your craft to like wherever, you know. Also, I think it's pretty cool just seeing your work in kind of like daily. I didn't realize it until it's just all like I see my work on a cover art and then like the song just pops up and it's just all like, oh, I worked for it. It's like it just like kind of makes you like smile. It's like that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think just being really happy with what you're doing and like it just doesn't feel like work anymore.
Yeah, it's, I mean, success is personal at the end of the day. I don't think it has anything to do with anybody else. I mean, sure, they're involved with, you know, helping you get your dreams in fruition, but at the end of the day, it's a good feeling that you challenged yourself. You gave yourself the chance and you took the risk to trust yourself and go for it, you know?
Yeah.
It was dope. It was dope.
Yeah.
You're successful, my friend. So why do you create? I mean, we talked a little bit about how your mom kind of told you know, you need to be a doctor, you need to be a lawyer, you need to be the safe route, pretty much.
Yeah, the
Do you
safe
think
route.
that inspired you a little bit to kind of go the other way, or were you already kind of like a creative in your own way before
So there's a story to this. Well,
that? I love it.
it started in like 8th grade, and it was my first girlfriend, and she kind of introduced me to Instagram. So I just saw like I don't know how I got led to like just calligraphy and hand lettering, but then I saw it, I was like, wow, this is so sick. You can just make like cool letters and shit, just like with just pens. And like I was like, oh, I'll just like try some of this, you know, write your girlfriend's name. And it didn't work out at all. Like I started with the worst tool and I was just all like, no, this is not for me. Like I don't like this at all. But in 11th grade, I liked another girl and I was like, oh, let me give it a try because I was still following like my role models and I was just all like, man, they're still doing this, you know, like let me give it a try. I'll change up the tools and, you know, like pens and everything. And I practice every day, you know, I would write notes for her. And that's how I practice all my like cursive and like developing my own style, basically. And I was like, wow, this is pretty fun, you know? Like I was just drawing on napkins, like anything with surface. I was even drawing on my skin at one point, which is like probably not good, but like.
It's low key why I have a, I don't know if you see this heart tattoo on my hand, but I used to
Oh.
draw like pen on a heart on my hand like every day in middle school and high school. I was like, why not just get this tattooed on me? So I
Oh
continually get drawing on the skin.
yes. So like I just kept drawing and I actually went to art school for design, thinking that oh like I want to be like a designer instead because I was like telling my mom's like no, I don't want to do any of whatever. I was like and so I ended up going and I was like man, I gotta like follow all these structures. I don't really like design. Like these guys are taking design way too seriously.
Super. I feel you.
And so I was still lettering at the time and I got into like the SoundCloud EDM world. And yeah, no, I just kept I was like I listened to these people's music and I was like, oh, do you want a logo? And like then it just started building up and I was like, oh, wait, I really actually enjoy doing this, and it's all like I can make money out of this. So yeah, I was like, huh, Well, just kept with
it. No, yeah. Right? I love it. Sometimes we fall into good shit, you know?
Yeah.
You follow your heart. I mean, you're just following your gut, I think. You're following your heart. You're following what you want to do. And that's going to make you happy, and it's going to make you successful, and it's going to be lucrative no matter what, right?
Yeah.
So what has held you back, I guess? Because sure, there's been, you know, a lot of success, and we all are happy where we are and are grateful for the things that have brought us to where we are. But there's always a pitfall or something that inspires us or kind of shows us how strong we are. What kind of has held you back or something that made it difficult or caused an obstacle in your life and your creations, at least?
I don't really have as many because like I try to balance it out. Like I've been just really good. Like I'm really happy to not have creative blocks or anything with all my stuff, which is crazy because like people would talk about it and I'm like, huh, I don't really go through that phase, which is interesting. Yeah. And I still I still can't figure out why I don't. I guess it's just because like going back to my process, I sometimes game and I also like draw at the same time. So I guess I'm like doing two fun things. So I just like, you know, it's like whatever. I don't know.
I'm gonna be 100% with you. I think creative blocks stem from people trying too fucking hard. Like I honestly think so. I think when people think too hard and they try too hard, that's when the brain stops working and stops being creative. And so when you're at your most comfortable and you're chilling and you're like relaxed, I mean, even that's why people love to create in the middle of the night, because that's when her body's like tired, you know, but they don't want to go to sleep. And there's a comfort there that their brain has stopped thinking in that logical way. And so I think for you, you're like, you're comfortable with it. There's a flow.
Yeah.
There's no logic there, so to speak, you know, to an extent, unless you're creating a project or doing that reasonable stuff. But like, other than that, it's fun. It's enjoyable. Yeah. It's creative.
Yeah. I just love drawing letters and it's just been fun, you know, because it's like, I might be sometimes drawing like the same style or something, but like, I just find enjoyment with like maybe finding a new ligature or a way to like create the letter. And it's just like, it's so fun just working with pen and paper. Yeah.
When I did art in school, I remember being obsessed with calligraphy. Like calligraphy was my shit, like, but no good at it. I couldn't remember most of like the, you know, certain rules and lines and things like that. But I mean, it's such a therapeutic thing to do. Like it just flows. Once you get it, like this, like just almost meditative kind of process.
Maybe that's the reason. It's like therapeutic, you know? It's just not like, oh, if I'm mad, I'm just like drawing, but like, it just makes me happy.
Right. Yeah. I feel that. I mean, there's emotion to it all. There's 100%. So you've worked with some people. You've worked with a lot of people. Have you ever expected in your life that you would be working with music artists in that
Well, after kind of like I dug into like the SoundCloud DM, I was like, okay, cool. And it was kind of like a dead end because like I was just all like, oh, I can't really like, you know, like they're not going to have as much budget. I'm not going to do this for a living. It's just going to be like a for fun thing.
Right.
Until I kind of got introduced to the hip hop world, weirdly. And there's a lot of characters in the hip hop world. Everybody's interesting. Yeah.
And they all want to be unique too. You know, I mean, people want to be iconic. They want to be legendary. So they want something that's original, that's going to be timeless in their art, on their cover art, on their designs. And I think that you provide that. So I think I read somewhere that you, in your process of creating something for an artist, you make sure that you can kind of listen to the sound and you really pull from that or whatever.
That's true. I always just like asking for like whatever song or music, and it's all like, because the lettering sometimes can express that, like whatever emotion or whatever they you know.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it makes sense. You're making sure that you're touching all the senses, you know, you're not missing any pieces.
Oh, yeah.
On your bases. Yeah, you do a wonderful job. So if you could, I mean, you seem like you are, I mean, I guess, would you give yourself any, or your younger self, would you give yourself any advice? Or do you think that your younger self had it figured out and did it correct?
I just do what you want to do in life, honestly, because it's all like,
I feel like you did that already.
You don't want to force anything. Because, yeah. You know, if you're forced and then you stick to it somehow, and you're just going to waste time, and
yes.
You're not going to be happy for like, what, that 3 years of whatever you're doing? Yeah, just have fun and explore. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in that 100%. 100%. Oh, yeah. So are you currently working on any projects that you can talk about?
So it's funny because I kind of like, hit my dream client.
Yeah,
at the start of the year.
Let's
and
go.
So yeah, I've helped with this game called Valorant.
Oh,
I worked with my friends from Worship Studios in Toronto. Shout out Nick and Raph. They're amazing. Like, they're super talented, like just two guys, just like super talented with a lot of Adobe products. and they're just like really good. And I created some lettering and calligraphy for the game. Yeah, I'm just really happy about that for right now.
I know you make stuff for music artists, but do you want to do more stuff for gaming?
Oh, yeah. I play games every day. So this is like my realm. I want to work for all the games I play for down the line. I want to do stuff in the food industry. I enjoy food a lot.
Ooh. See, what did I say? I told you were touching the senses, bro. And
yeah.
I know you even told me, you were telling me you were doing a candle too. So you got smell, you got taste, you got sight, you got like, you got all the things. I mean, you're doing stuff. Like, you're active.
I'm working. Before we're talking, I was actually just working on getting my shop up because like, I have so many people just asking, like, when's the shop coming up? And I'm like, hold on. I need to figure out Shopify. This is my first time. Please. I don't want to mess up on anything.
Yeah.
So I got that candle thing going on. I'm going to be developing another scent soon.
Cool.
And I think down the line, I'm going to make more like home goods and essentials.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I don't think I'm going to go down the route with like, merchandise, clothing. I want to make towels and soaps and detergents, like all that stuff, and foods too. Like, I want to probably do a collab somehow with food. But yeah, that's like
I
a little
love
bit.
That. So, how are you? Are you like setting the stage for these things that you want to do? How are you setting the stage for food in the future? How are you setting the stage to just try other hobbies?
Well, with the candle thing, I just happened to get touched with one of my friends, Fabrice.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Paris. And like, he came over here kind of doing his thing. And I was like, wow, I never seen anybody make candles, really. And like, he's like kind of like one of the only ones in LA doing it. And I was all like, oh, well, and he loved my work too. So I was like, oh, let's work together. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yo, like, let's keep going. Like, I want to create more like different scents, and you know, I want to basically make physical products instead mm-hmm. of, or like, yeah, instead of like clothing and merch, I just want to create candles.
Yeah.
And scents.
Yeah. Cause it lights your soul on fire. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's the future vision. I'm setting it for you. You know what? I also am curious if there is anybody who wants to start doing what you do, to get into calligraphy, to try that. What is your best advice for them? What kind of tools or what kind of like lessons or things they could Google?
I was actually going to make like a resources page and
nice.
Like a tools page on my site.
Awesome.
So everybody can see, because like I get a lot of DMs asking, and I try my best to help answer. But I would say just practice like cursive, maybe buy some pens online, like brush pens, and get marker paper. Marker paper is important because like some people draw and then it bleeds on like normal copy paper. Marker paper helps like preserve it. But yeah, just practice, see other people's work, try to recreate it just to kind of get the hand strokes down. And eventually, of course, like develop your own style and what you like, and you'll be good at lettering. Eventually, yeah.
Absolutely. That's great advice. I think I'm reading a book right now, and a lot of originators, a lot of people who are innovators start kind of copying someone that they looked up to or really emanated them, and then eventually became their own people and became like legends, you know? So people shouldn't limit themselves to kind of taking on just tracing things and getting that body to get used to it. Cause I think that's one of the hardest first steps, is getting your body in that motion.
Your mind can
be there, but your body's sometimes not there yet. So
yeah.
Well, thank you, friend, so much. Really appreciate you. Well, take care. And how can people look out for you? How can they find you and your work, and keep in touch?
Just follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/dongtype, DUONGTYPE. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/DUONGTYPE. Same thing. Yeah, I'm just on Twitter and Instagram a ton. Like, if you have any questions, just DM me.
I love it. You're a really engaging person. You know, like, some people don't like to share their secrets. Some people don't like to connect. They don't like to respond. Me and you, we're like, people are like, yo, talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah. You need help on anything?
Yeah.
Just ask me. Yeah.
All right, my G.
All right.
Well, again, thank you so much, my friend, for being on my podcast. Again, thanks for just being a good soul, man. I think it's rare these days, obviously with so much going on, to find someone who can find the positivity in a lot of what's going on. And so I think keep a good head on your shoulders, and you're a good inspiration for everybody out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am just so grateful for you. I really am. I know I say it all the time, but I mean it. I know you could be anywhere in the whole entire world, but you chose to be here gaining knowledge and listening to me. And I really appreciate that. You're an awesome person. Take care. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.